Joining us on the hotline, former NFL quarterback. Jeff, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. Great day here in Austin, Texas. About 80 degrees, so doing really well.
Great to have you on the show. And, of course, you've made headlines on this Super Bowl week with your comments about the deflated footballs. You said that it's a common practice, that people deflated footballs all the time. Is that something that just happened with you and your teams, or is this something that was league-wide?
I mean, I played on, like, six different teams. So, man, that's still there. That's, like, a lot of teams that I played with. I've seen it done. And I say every team or every quarterback did it, you know, and it wasn't – I didn't do it every time. I only did it when I felt like I needed to, you know. If the ball was really hard. And when they say deflate, that's a hard term. We didn't deflate the ball. We just took a little air out of the ball so we can feel the ball a little bit better. It's not like we actually deflated the ball. It's just like somebody who plays an instrument and they, you know, they fine-tune the instrument and it's just a slight turn so they can hear the sound. We can't. Just like quarterbacks feeling the football, we feel the football a little bit different than everybody else because it's in our hands all the time. So just to let out just a little bit of air makes a big difference.
What would you say to the people that are calling the New England Patriots, specifically Tom Brady, a cheater for deflating a football, even just a little bit?
Well, they need to call the whole league cheaters then, I'm not saying everybody, deflates football, they take the air out of football, but everybody does something to win. Everybody. Either copying plays, either stealing signals, whatever. Whatever it takes. You know, that's why teams have scout other teams so they can try to get a percentage of how many times they blitz or how whatever. That's why we watch film. We try to pick up keys. We try to pick up things so we can have an upper hand on an opponent that we're playing. So if you're not doing that, you're not going to give yourself an opportunity to win. So anything that you can do to win, by all means necessary, that's what you do.
Former NFL quarterback Jeff Blake joining us as our coverage continues here from Radio Row leading up to Super Bowl 49. As a former quarterback, what do you appreciate the most about Russell Wilson's game?
Oh, man. For a young guy, very poised, very calm. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, the NFC Championship game was the most interception. I think he threw more interceptions in the NFC Championship game than he threw the whole season. So he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Very poised. He puts his team, his offense, in good position to win and score points. Doesn't turn the ball over, which is great because now you're not putting your defense in bad situations. So for him to be that young and being able to manage the game as well as he does, I mean, that says a lot for him at where he is in his career right now. And he's going to make a lot of money after this year.
Absolutely. Now on the flip side, what do you appreciate the most about Tom Brady's game?
Tom is very consistent. He does it over and over and over again, and no matter who he plays with, it doesn't matter who you put on the field, what Division III receiver, NAIA receiver, you know, arena ball receiver, Canadian League receiver, no matter where they come from, we're going to take them from, because he will find them. It doesn't matter. He still wins, and that says a lot for him, because he doesn't need have that one, that star player, that star receiver, that star running back. He doesn't need that guy to win. And that says a lot. You know, a lot of guys need other people to help them win, to carry them. He carries everybody. He got everybody on his back. So he's a man.
Who are you taking in Super Bowl 49, Seahawks or the Patriots?
I want Seattle to win. But, you know, deep down, I want Seattle to win, but I really think the Patriots have a better shot of winning because they are I think right now at this point, they are a better all-around team, special team, defense and offense are all clicking on all cylinders right now, where I think Seattle's struggling a little bit on offense, and you know, lately, especially in the NFC Championship game. And the defense plays very well, but they struggle on offense. So, I think that because of that, so we all know that games come down to turnovers and field position, turnovers and things like that. And that all plays a part in it, too. But, you know, Seattle was able to pull it out. You know, their championship game, even though they had all those turnovers and they still won. So that tells you what type of team they actually have. They have a strong team. They have that many turnovers and still win the game. So, I want Seattle, but I'm thinking the Patriots are going to take it, though. So I'm taking the Patriots.
Hi, Jeff Blake here on with us on Radio Row, joining us via the hotline. Before we get you out of here, congratulations. Official spokesman now for Max Life Direct, company best known for deer antler spray products. And I got to ask you, the first time I ever heard about this was when Ray Lewis was linked to deer antler spray heading into the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And it seemed as if it was almost voodoo, as if it was almost something that he shouldn't be taking. But it's far from that. Explain what it is and explain the product line that you're now a spokesman for.
I'm a spokesman for Max Life Direct. Go to maxlifedirect.com to read about it, get more information. And I love the product. One of the things that I really love about it, it helps me with my inflammation. Because, you know, I had a bunch of injuries playing. You know, my knee, I broke my foot in my place with the Saints. That's how Aaron Brooks was able to come in. Still got two screws in my foot, you know. So it really helps my inflammation. It helps with my recovery time. I'm still rehabbing a lot. A lot of the injuries that I have, so I try to work out as much as I can. I can't put on that weight because that would be even more hard on my joints. So it helps me be able to still function daily, and that's the biggest thing it does for me.
Great stuff, man. I appreciate the time. Jeff Blake, again, MaxLifeDirect.com, newest spokesperson for that product, and a spokesperson for deflated footballs being okay because it happens all over the place, man. Hey, appreciate the time, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeff Blake.